stop being so damn awkward. Man, it blows my mind how awkward people are in social situations and just in general now. And I'm talking even people my age. I'm pushing 40 now, and people are still awkward. Now, this is what I want people to understand when it comes to social skills. Somehow people believe that like sales and social skills, you're just magically born with it and you're a talker and this and that. Let me ask you this question. Were you born already knowing how to walk? No, you had to learn. You had to get your ass up, walk, stumble, fall, get up, fall, get up, fall, get up. The only difference is we need to walk to survive and move and develop. Technically, now in the world that we're in, people can get away with and be in their little bubble, not socializing, and we find escapes. And then we justify it. And then this whole story comes that, I'm not born for it. Look, dude, the bottom line is it's not a priority to people, and they're not willing to do whatever it takes to get good at it. Me and anyone else that you admire that you would categorize as a good communicator. Forget world class for a second. Let's just say a good communicator, right? Any of us, we earned it. I wasn't born this way. Now, if I decide to have children in the future, that's one of the main things I'm going to do with my boy or girl or both if I have them, is I'm going to socialize them from a young age so they don't have to deal with this shit and learn it later on in life when their ego gets in the way and their pride and they refuse to do it or act like it's too late. We need to develop this, y'all. And I'm going to give you some tips today on how to battle this and how to get over this, because for a lot of people, this is deeply ingrained. A lot of people that go with this mask of I'm an introvert, I'm this and that. Look, you're just awkward because you're not socialized. You haven't put in the time and effort to get good at it. Okay? So there's a crash and burn phase where you're going to suck. Now, if you're not willing to go through that and develop this, that's fine, but I don't want to hear any pity talk, any woe is me, or any of that nonsense. You leave that shit at home because nobody wants to hear it. We don't want to hear the stories and the excuses. If you want to stay that way and stay socially awkward and just a recluse and not be able to communicate, that's fine. Keep it to yourself. Don't ever complain about it and just walk that path. We don't want to hear it. Now, if you want to change, cool. I welcome you with open arms. I can help you. Many people can help you. But you got to face this thing head on and understand it's not going to be easy, and it's definitely not going to be comfortable. Because this is one of those things, like communication and communicating with the world and developing ourselves socially draws out all the inner demons and the deepest rooted insecurities in human beings. It really does. It really, really does. Okay? So let me give you guys some tips on how to stop being so damn awkward. All right. Number one is this. Make it a regular thing in your life now and start with this. Saying hello to people, being friendly and being cordial. That way you at least get in the habit now and you grease the engine just with initial hello. Hey, what's up? Waving. Right. Because that's going to be awkward for you at first because you never do it. And start with the places that you always go to. The gym, the store, the grocery store, the barbershop, places that you frequent more than once or twice a month. Start there and just be friendly with people. You don't even have to have extensive conversations. You don't have to find out their life story. Just go out there and interact with people. It's interesting that in a business standpoint, some people, even though it's still difficult for them, they'll do it a little bit. But when it comes to anything outside of business, it's like, oh no, this is totally different. No, it's not. This is a part of life, dude. We're social creatures. And many of you are depressed, sad, have anxiety and stress and all this shit because you don't talk to people. You feel like you're stuck in your own world and nobody understands you and this and that. That's BS. You cause your own suffering straight up. Unless you're that 0.5% or 1% of the population that has some sort of extreme medical diagnosis, then I'm not talking about you. But that is the exception to the rule. It is not the rule and it doesn't change the rule. Right? So start being friendlier with people. Start talking to people. Start waving. Start saying hi. Start with that. Number two, take some pride in how you present yourself to the world. I don't even want to say it's called dressing up because we're not dressing up. We're just dressing. When you do that, people are going to be a lot more likely to want to talk to you, want to interact with you, and be interested in you. And if you can start causing some people to come your way, make comments towards you, be open to socializing with you, right? Wanting to communicate with you, it's going to facilitate this process if you look good, smell good, move good, and you smile. As simple as that is, if you do that, oh man, big time. Big time, you're going to see a huge difference, right? Even the sun is coming out again because it's feeling what I'm saying, right? This is huge, y'all. Present yourself, not as, hey, don't talk to me, but hey, I'm here. I want to talk to you. I want to interact with the world. Please notice me. Please smell my great scent. Hello, I'm here. That's what we want to do, right? If you start doing that, it's going to make it easier. Why? Because when you do the second step, you will feel better internally and it will be easier for you to do this, okay? Step three, have some basic questions or lines that you can tell people. Ask their opinion of something. Take two pictures of two outfits that you want to ask people their opinion about it. Hey, do you like this outfit better or this outfit better? I'm asking people, what do you think, right? Little neutral stuff like that. Because then you'll have something to say to people and you won't have that crutch of, well, Brian, I want to talk to people, but I don't know what to say and this and that, right? So if you already have something prepared, hey, do you like this shirt or this shirt? The shirt I'm wearing here or the one in, you know, that I have here? I'm really trying to pick because I have this event coming up and I want to make sure I look sharp and I'm asking everybody, what do you think? Which one do you think is sharper, right? At least that'll get you used to breaking the ice with people and talking to them and you'll have something. It'll be like your little safety net because you'll have something to say, right? This is some simple stuff, y'all, but this is the key. Like I said in the beginning, you have to want this. You have to want to change. How is it cool to be a social recluse? How is it normal or accepted? And we act as if we were just born to not interact with anybody or smile or be funny or have a good time. That's weird. Our mentality is so down in the dumps now that that's acceptable to people. That's wrong. That's what's causing harm out there. And we don't have enough people teaching this stuff or at least bringing light to it and saying, hey, make this change. It's not normal to go out in public and be scared to talk to people or just be socially awkward, especially if you're an adult. If you're a little kid, okay, you can work on it. But if you're an adult, a grown-ass person, that's pathetic to be socially awkward. It just means you don't care and you don't want to make it better. That's weird. Yes, I'm telling you, that's weird. So make this a priority. I just gave you a few things that if you did this alone in a couple weeks or a month, you could make a huge difference in your psyche, but more importantly, internally overall. And you'll say, you know what? The world isn't a scary place. People aren't mean. Most people actually are open to communication and they're pleasant and they want to talk to me and they're interested in having a conversation and they have things to say and oh my God. And then you'll stop believing all the nonsense that floats around on social media because you don't talk to or interact with anybody. Except for your two friends. But we really need to do this because as a collective, whether it's in sales, business, whatever it is, the world will change for the better and in a positive light if everybody started focusing on this. We'd have better interactions, better communication, people would feel better, we'd have better friendships, relationships, and all the other things that stem from communication, solid, clean communication. Again, forget world class. I'm talking just, we're good, we're solid. Let's start with that. You can do that, then the world will be at your fingertips, literally. Literally, okay? So stop being so damn awkward. Work on it and get through the oh shit phase, the falling on your face phase. That's okay. You have to be willing to crash and burn and fail miserably to eventually get good. Nobody's a natural. Find me one human being who the first time they tried to walk was just magically moonwalking or doing something perfect. No, they slipped, fell, got up, fell. Maybe some learned quicker than others, but they still fell, they still failed, and then they finally got up and kept doing it until when? Until it worked, but they had no choice. And if you put yourself in a position where you say, I gotta get good because I have no choice, then something is going to change. But if it's always, well, you know, people are born with it and all the excuses come out, like the verbal diarrhea that you hear from people, then nothing's gonna happen, okay? That's it for this one, y'all. Check out the stuff in the description, my event coming up next week. You need some help with this stuff. You really want some help. You want to build your sales skills and communication to that world-class level, then check out my coaching because it might just be the very thing that you've been missing and that you really need. All right? We'll see you on the next video. Peace.